It's wayfarm.org, right? That's it.
Yep.
Okay. My phone is being a piece of crap.
Heard.
Yeah, can one of you guys do it for me?
I got it.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Dude, yep, your description came up. Okay, we're on. So that's great. Cool. So, now that you've got that, let's go back to your notes, Noah, about the order of stuff.
Okay.
All right, so then you play the news, then hit... All right, so then you play the weather, right, which you have queued up. So you can write that down. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Then, after that, we... Ooh. I don't know if our theme clubhouse theme music has made it to this computer. It just occurred to me.
How would I find out? Groove music?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, okay, yeah, no, that's what I didn't get. So, we will just play a song from the internet. That's fine.
Okay.
So, yeah. And maybe you want to pick a song, because this is a discussion topic, that transitions nicely into background music. So something kind of chill. It could be on topic. Maybe you want to find, like, an indigenous artist, right? Like, you could think about different ways to, like, you know, make it connected, but...
Whenever I try to think of music, my mind goes blank. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh.
Good job.
Here. Do you guys have any ideas?
I can find something.
Okay.
And then you want to ask, the other thing you want to set up for yourself is ask Lincoln what the order of songs he wants worked in, especially for the second segment, so you have those open in your YouTube playlist.
Do you got your songs that you want for the second segment?
Yeah, they're in the second segment. Yeah. They're saved and then boom, right there. Radio.
Radio, Inspire. Okay.
But I don't think you're using everything in that folder, right? So you might want to just show Noah specifically what you need.
What do you need for this? Can't remember. Yeah.
Nothing, really. I mean, if we play those songs, literally, like, three of those songs is, like, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus the discussion in between.
So. All right.
Wait, did he ain't Nike now? It's for my
people. This is good, I think. I feel.
I love this. I'm like obsessed with this song. It just dropped. Oh, I guess in June, but only has 2,600 views. Oh, I guess that's not their official.
Never mind. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Alright, and then. So what else?
So, in terms of your notes, I need... Okay, so at 6:30. So at this point... Oh, no, actually not 6:30, sorry. Play the weather. Then you're going to play song TBD. I fucked you up. Hang on.
Okay.
After the weather...
Yeah.
Right, we're still in weather mode. Then you're going to play a song... And again, this is the kind of thing where you want to save time. So yeah. I would have it up loud to start, and then maybe just like 10 seconds, and then turn it down to
Lincoln
to start the segment.
Put it up and then just turn it down, and I'll give him the cue.
Exactly.
Okay.
Great. Great. Exactly. Then you're pretty chill, right? At that point, we're just talking. And if you, so you're, the tricky thing for you is don't get sucked into the conversation so much that you're not paying attention to your background music, if you have background music or whatever. I'm trying to find a good, like, 10-minute song that's, like, instrumental that you could use that, like, you don't have to think about it too much.
Wait, for 6:30 and then what do I do?
So I need to play 6:30. The
news break, right? News update?
Yeah, so usually Lincoln would be the person, but it could be either one of you, depending on the situation. Whoever kind of notices
Veep,
first.
Veep.
Yeah.
We have Bubba here now, too.
He's just kind of sitting here. Yeah, he said he wanted to be a guest, so.
All right, be a guest. That's fine.
Came in late, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take anybody else's, you know, opportunity.
If you want to host it, go for it.
I mean, I'll host. I'll host.
Bet.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yo, bet.
Noah's already all set up. Why don't we
I'm saying if he wants to do it, he can do it. But I'm saying if he doesn't feel comfortable with it, I'll step up and do it.
I feel like he can get it done.
All right.
Noah's saying.
If you're sure about it.
I'm sure about it. It's pretty nerve-wracking for me. I'd probably not.
So you want to switch?
Yeah,
you sure, Noah?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
You don't got to be forced out this.
No, I don't want to do it. I'm afraid I'm gonna mess up.
All right. That's a bummer, but okay. All right, but here's the thing. If Bubba's gonna step in and do it, I need him to drop in right where we're at and pick up where we left off, because we gotta.
He said you gotta pick off right where we leaving off if you gonna be the thing in the DM. All
right,
like,
cool. So
you can't take this like.
I'm not taking it lightly, but you know.
Okay, all right. Not lightly, but I'm just like, I know how you can like jump in and be like,
all
right.
To be honest, all you really got to do is do the sound engineering part, because usually you don't really talk anyways when you sound engineer. You just be here. Because
I just like to focus more.
So really, all you got to do is play the stuff, and then me and Noah going to do the
Is Noah going to be a guest on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
He said he's going to stay.
Okay, great.
So
great.
I talked to, what's his name, who came in the other, yesterday. Yesterday, yes. And so we basically arranged all the stuff we need. I gave him all the material and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure, because it hit my MHA email, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got to my MHA email, and I've got the list of all the things we need. We're getting a new mic. We're getting another mic stand for number 4, because number 4 has no mic stand.
Yeah.
Great.
I made sure that definitely happens. We're getting an updated mic for over there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. We're getting an updated mic stand and an updated mic, and then we're looking at something for the drums. We're looking at something for that. We're not sure about the electronic drum yet.
It'll be so good. Just think about it. If you just want to just get out your rage one day and you can just sit there and like pound on the drums and no one can hear it except for you. It'd be so cool. Anyway,
dude, I haven't heard this song in so long. I haven't heard this since my like fifth grade assembly or some shit like that.
Hilarious.
It's been a minute though.
All right, so you want me to drop you into the plan? Should we drop you into the plan? We only got 30 minutes.
All right, let me know.
In a notepad.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
You got the notepad.
So the notepad. Play song. Right. I'm assuming it's this.
This is Columbus thing. I don't know that we actually settled on.
I didn't add the Columbus
beginning song. That's... We were saving. All right, so we were saving Green Tea Pang. Wait, the script, and what were the main songs that you really wanted to
Hall
feature
of Fame,
during this?
Eye of the Tiger, and Green Bag, whatever. Those three were like the ones we talked about yesterday.
Eye of the Tiger, okay.
So, because I want to put it in order now.
Right, exactly. So the second half, we're going to be focused on Green Tea Pang, right?
So
unless
I'll
we want
that
in the beginning, but...
Noah, just tell me how you want it set up. I'll just host it how you would have.
Well, it's actually Lincoln who needs to tell you what
Lincoln's
order.
Okay, yeah, Lincoln, just let me know.
What do you mean? Like the order?
Yeah. Like where you want it.
Wait, scroll down. Can I go and see what the other ones are?
Yeah, so it's...
So this is all for the second segment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so start off with Hall of Fame.
Okay.
First.
So I'll move that here next to... Is the Native American discussion in the first half?
We don't know if we're using all this stuff yet. So you might actually want to like put it at the top because we know we're using it, and then we'll just keep ordering the stuff.
Okay, so I'll move the other stuff that we know for sure we don't know is we're going to move it. Nipsey is definitely getting played, yes or no?
I don't know that we didn't go through it yet, but it was extra content for the second half.
So I'll move it.
Okay.
So I've got all the songs.
All right, so wait, hang on. So I think, so Lincoln, you're saying, what's the first song you want to talk about on the second half? The script, right?
Hall of Fame? Yeah, first.
Yeah, so Hall of Fame should be the first song in the second half, and then probably Free My People.
Okay, so there's that, and then I want to move that like that, and then, okay, like that, right?
Yeah, Eminem, get rid of that, because that we didn't decide to use.
So Hall of Fame and then Free My People?
Hall of Fame, Free My People, okay. Get rid of Eminem at the top. Right. It just goes away.
Just delete it? Just
remove it? Yeah, you can remove it. Right. And then, yeah, so do you Lincoln, do you want any sort of, like, do you want to listen to any of the Nipsey Hussle video? Or do we want to use the Native video in the first half?
I guess we could use the Native video in the first half.
Let's play it real quick then and see if that actually fits. Bubba, can you give that a roll?
Which one, the Nipsey video?
Nah, the Breakfast Club clip.
This one.
Mm-hmm. You're watching The Breakfast Club. So we want to make sure we don't play that part if we do play this. That was Future with Mask Off.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela. It's Sasha here. Charlamagne the Guy. We are The
Breakfast Club. And you know, today is Columbus Day, but the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. Mm-hmm. So it's National Indigenous People Day.
Correct.
So we had to bring some of our indigenous people.
Boy. Yo, Sasha, can you stop my nuggets?
Ganajaha Lone Wolf. I am Ogallala Lakota, Native American, and Black.
Nikki Eagle Eye Banks. I am a former trustee of the Shinnecock Indian Nation and a tribal leader.
All right, so let's get right into it. People celebrate Columbus Day. How do you guys feel about the celebration of Columbus Day?
We are not acknowledging Christopher Columbus. All across the nation right now, there are certain cities like Los Angeles that just has passed Indigenous Peoples Day, mm-hmm. as well as Albuquerque, Seattle, but New York City, all New Yorkers need to not celebrate Christopher Columbus, and they need to take down the mascot or the statue in Columbus Circle.
They still have the march today happening and everything, right?
Yeah, they do, which is, it's Christopher Columbus, as we know, did not discover America. And we also know that he brought so many diseases, pillaged, raped.
He was a murderer. A rapist.
Yeah.
Thief.
You know, if they're going to have Christopher Columbus up as a statue, they might as well have Hitler up as a statue.
Yeah.
As I said, you wouldn't give the Las Vegas shooter a day. So I give Christopher Columbus a day.
Right. They need to go, or we need to have our statues mm-hmm. of Russell Means, of Malcolm X in Italy, in Europe, Spain. Mm. We need to bring our presence there since they want to constantly bring their presence here.
Now we look at that as surviving Christopher Columbus. Basically, we survived Christopher Columbus trying to kill and pillage everybody off.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't know, you guys came up here last time, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
But people don't know that the actual Indian costumes, because Halloween's right around the corner.
Not costumes, garb.
Regalia.
Regalia,
You mean what they wear or other people
wear? No, what other people wear.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Those are costumes. Yeah.
Right.
That people that you guys, this guy, did you guys find it as disrespect?
Yes, it is it is disrespectful. And shout out to, who was it, the Yankee Stadium for not acknowledging Chief Wahoo on any of the places in the Yankee Stadium. But Chief Wahoo, all the way to the Cleveland Indians, the Redskins, all of that is a disrespect to us as who we are as indigenous people. And as well as the costumes, the headdress that you get at costumes, you know, was that Party City?
I'm about to turn
you know, yeah. And I always say, you know,
you better
we
get
talk
them?
About
I'm turning the light on. Nuggets naked.
Appropriation, cultural appropriation. There's a difference between knowing your race and your culture, and it's very key to know your culture. So last time I was here, we talked about 89% of African Americans have Native in their lineage.
It's still there. Yeah,
so if you're claiming that Native side, learn the culture of who you are and what tribe you come from. And don't just go to, you know, you can't just wear a headdress or a choker and say, I am this, and you don't even know what tribe you are or where that derives from.
You have a headdress on now, right?
Yes, I do.
What does that represent?
He gifted me with this headdress today.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a gift to my sister. All the reds, the water, the blues represent water. Colors are a big thing for Native people, so everything does represent something. The neck piece here, and she's wearing.
I'm wearing my mother's. This is a tea dress. All
right. I don't know. What do y'all think? Is this useful? Not useful.
It was from my late mother.
I think it'd be better to talk as a group than to listen to other people talk if we want individuality.
Even though the
great.
I mean, I don't really have a placement on it. I just don't celebrate it personally. It just doesn't seem important to me at all.
Right. Well,
that's my insight on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll just talk it through. So, all right. So then I have a song. So we were talking about just having some sort of music that can like play out as background. So I'm putting that together.
Pretty sure.
And then.
Well, I mean, I think.
Lincoln, at this point, how are you thinking you're going to go through the second segment and, like, keep that conversation going? Do you have any
I feel like I'm just probably going to end up talking about, like, first of all, advertise the whole event thing. And then after that, probably end up playing the songs and then talking about them. And then, because I don't really have anything to, like, deeply discuss. But if they do, like, either one of y'all got anything y'all think, you know, then I don't know. But I don't really got much.
To, like, anything at all? Like, a new topic or? Okay.
Are you going to give some sort of, like, inspirational thinking, like, your own sort of thing? Like, speech or prompt or something?
Probably not. Kick off. I didn't really, like, plan that. Like, I just thought we were going to straight up play the music, discuss it, and then do the whole advertisement for the event.
Yeah, I just think for me, the advertisement for the event was the fact that you were kind of showing what people would hear at the event, right? So you'd be like, if you like with the kind of what you're hearing, right, like, come to our open mic for more. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just think about how to, like, bring that in. And I don't know, is there, like, are there any speeches that have inspired you want to just read, you know, to get, like, kick something off?
Well, I had that Muhammad Ali, inspirational thing. I think we can play that in the second half too.
Yeah, do you want me to find that one? Kind of has people talking about him and him talking. Do you want one that's like just him talking?
Well, I just really wanted the part where he said, "I'll show you how great I am." I know he says it in that one. So, it doesn't matter to me, but
like,
I mean, if you think we should find a different one, then
let me see. I might tweak that one, but all right. So so that'll be your backup extra content. Like somebody be like, all right. Speaking of, let's kick off with inspirational words from
us, man. Some inspirational.
One of the goats.
You want me to run that one, the Muhammad Ali video?
Yeah,
you could run that one.
Cause I didn't even listen to it. I just put it in the video.
Who knocks out everybody and no one can whoop him. That's when that little Cassius Clay from Louisville, Kentucky came up and stopped Sonny Liston, the man who annihilated Floyd Patterson twice. He was going to kill me. But he hit harder than George. His reach was longer than George. He's a better boxer than George. And I'm better now than I was when you saw that 22-year-old undeveloped kid running from Sonny Liston. I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad. Fast. Fast. Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Fulmer, all of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel like we could use that one.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's this Nipsey Hussle one. We could run that through, too, and see if that's inspiring.
That's a whole 13 minutes long, though.
Maybe play, like, five. No, four.
Or just, like, even, like, a little, like, the first minute, depending on how
it... talk with it.
Yeah, just, like, play, like, the first, like, minute and 30 seconds. In the second half.
Yeah. Marathon is just about seeing long-term, seeing a vision, understanding that nothing really... worthwhile happens overnight and just sticking to the script long enough to make something real happen.
The old man, music expressed on Clubhouse.
Every day instead of trying to build a brick wall.
Clubhouse Radio R. She was the main advocate of the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization.
Yeah.
And the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Yes,
I've never
I know
been
it.
One of the people that could be comfortable being careless. Some people
I've
noticed the quality that they don't have that. They just don't have it.
Didn't take long.
The
used to pressure on
themselves.
So.
You know, they just have a little bit of a,
come in and get your
a comfort that I don't have. I don't feel comfortable unless I know I went above and beyond with my preparation. The things that possibly could happen, if I ain't take real steps to prevent those things, I'm not comfortable. I can't walk around, you know, charismatic and happy. No, I gotta make sure, you know, we setting up some type of wealth, because we might have a little bag right now, but we know a lot of people had a bag right now, and they ended up bad. We got a core business, which is, for me, music, but then it's about building an enterprise around it. And I think, you know, that's what we see Jay-Z has done. That's what we see Puff has done. The music don't become how you pay the bills. It's a lot of pressure off of it. You got other things bringing in income. You can make music solely as an artist.
You know, I was always a hustler. So when I talk to a young dude, I'm like, bro, my advice to you is going to be money advice. I don't going to get philosophical. Bro, get you some money. You're going to feel different.
Straight up.
You might even, all that other advice I could have gave you, this is the short version. You know, get you a couple dollars, man. You're going to feel different.
Obviously, having a passion for music since day one, the dream and the vision was to, you know, start a label and start a music movement, a music brand. And then just thinking, like, as a chess player, you know, assuming that we would have success in music, the next thing became, dang, what will we do next? And just looking at the blueprint that people like Jay and Puff laid, we like want to, you know, offer our opinion into fashion. Yeah, so the actual brand, the name of the brand obviously is the Marathon, and it just stands for endurance. It stands for staying down. It stands for, like, not quitting, accepting the ups and downs of whatever game you commit yourself to and riding it out, you feel me? Because, you know, that's the reality of you know, success or greatness, that it come with a roller coaster ride, you know? So I think that anybody could apply the Marathon concept to what they do, if it's sports, if it's fashion, if it's music, if it's hustling, whatever, you're on a marathon, you know? So to make that the basis of our, you know, fashion line, I look at it like, you know, we honor the people that ain't quit. We honor the people that stayed down.
You know, I be juggling. You know what I'm saying? I juggle a lot. I play a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness. That's, you know, on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, this shit ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you gotta, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it. And you catch some wisdom off of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get the walls. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We used to have a studio set up here. You know what I mean? And just motivation on the wall. You know,
all right, I mean, this is a long video. It's running out of time. So what do y'all think? Is it not useful?
Honestly, I mean, I like this, like what he's been saying so far.
Okay. All right, so we'll keep it in our back pocket.
All right, right? Just in case. But I'm saying, I was just wondering if we could get a definite on this.
A definite on that video?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Lincoln's decision, really.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really care if we use it or not.
My bad.
Alright, so what is the very first song we're going to play at the top of the hour? Do we have one yet? I put in the stuff from Tribe.
Looks like Eye of the Tiger, that's what it looks like.
No, that's supposed to be the second half, right? So, all this stuff is second half stuff. So down below, delete the... if you're down. You can delete the Native American Disgust. You guys didn't want to use that one. That's chill. Then there's three songs. Like, I was thinking one of these could be background music or drop-in for the first segment.
Why don't we just start with one?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll just use the shorter one to start.
And then we don't have the Clubhouse theme song, so we need to replace where the theme song would normally be with a song. So you could use that one.
This?
Yeah, that would work for, like, when you bring us back in.
Okay, so I'll bring this, like, okay, so that you go, yeah, go like that.
Yeah.
Wrong way. Yeah, like that.
Right, or if you switch on the other one, I think it's more instrumental, so that would be a factor, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Right, because it's the first half, you probably want to have something chill. Or whatever, we'll just talk. All right, and then, cool. So then we get through that stuff, then we take the news break, and then you'll come back in with the script, right, to kick off second half. Yeah?
This shit is too much. It's annoying.
What's happening?
Doing that during the show is crazy, though. It cannot happen.
All right. Do you need to open any of these already to make sure ads are good for when you start?
Especially, the one I want to make sure is not. Well. The thing is with these, bro, it'd be the ones you least expect, too.
Yeah, and we have a 9-minute news, so I wouldn't play a lot of this in the beginning. I would get us into the news as fast as you can.
With certain, like, songs, they don't seem really copyrighted, and then just out of nowhere, you get slapped with an ad.
Yo, heard.
Okay.
But did you hear what I said about the opening song?
Yeah.
Like, don't play the whole thing, because we're short on time.
Oh, yeah. It's just this 3-minute thing, so I'll just figure it out now.
Just gives you something to start us at 5:59, get us in, 30 seconds, bring Lincoln in.
Oh, wait, we start right now?
No, we start in 9 minutes. I was just saying, you have 9 minutes, but I'm telling Bubba not to play the whole song at the beginning. Oh yeah, keep that open. Keep that open. We're gonna play that later. Bubba.
Yeah.
Don't delete that.
I'm not going to. My fan.
Okay. All right. You're just hovering over the X like you were definitely gonna do that. But anyway, so I told Bubba to just bring us in really quick at the beginning because it's a 9-minute news, so it's gonna take a while.
So then, where do you want?
That one is going to be during the first half at some point. I might ask you to play it. I'll just tell you. You can add it to the playlist, but whatever.
Yeah, I just don't want to have it in a pocket and then just don't know when.
Hold on.
What?
Sasha about to go kill some kids.
Oh, damn, that's tough.
Oh, no, what's happening?
She's getting annoyed, that's it. Okay, so I'll keep this in the back then.
Yeah, just keep that there. I'll tell you if you need to play it during the show. We might get to it, might not.
Then I'll move the playlist to the first. And then I'll keep it like that. Okay, that's perfect.
Nice. Great. You're already streaming, I believe.
Yep. All right. I'm going to mute up because we got
a little bit of time. All right. Cool. I'll be listening. I'll drop in with you once we get through all the stuff.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I turned myself up.
The Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Casco, and Hudson. That song was A Tribe Called Red. Wait, no, the song was Electric Powwow Drum by A Tribe Called Red. Stay tuned for a great discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Cairo Development Foundation is suing the town of Cairo in state Supreme Court, accusing town officials of withholding $50,000 in grant money. The notice of claim was dated September 29th and served on the town by attorney Daniel Benoit. Cairo's former town supervisor and husband of CDF co-president Diana Benoit. The CDF alleges that in 2019, it submitted an application requesting the release of approximately $50,000 in residential rehabilitation grant funding received by the town through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in 1998. In August 2019, the town board approved a resolution to release the $50,000 to the CDF. Daniel Benoit was the town supervisor at that time, and he abstained from voting. According to the CDF, the funds were to be used for the rehabilitation of two residential apartments at 467 Main Street in Cairo. However, the funds were never distributed to the foundation. Fast forward to August 30, 2021, and the town board formally reversed its 2019 decision on a vote of 3-2, saying there was no CDF application on file. Supervisor John Coyne and town board members Tim Powers and Stephen Kralovich voted in favor of overturning the board's earlier decision. The CDF argues that it relied on the town's 2019 promise and will, and I quote, suffer financial hardship unless they receive the promised funds, end quote. Diana Benoit said the board's assertion that an application had never been filed was, and I quote, categorically untrue, end quote.
and the board's recent action was, and I quote, based on lies, end quote. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Lauren Harkowick is reporting for the Times Union. A study is seeking the public's help in testing possible biological solutions to control the invasive brown marmorated stink bug. They look like little flying armored bugs and emit a foul odor if touched. More than ugly, smelly, unwanted pests, stink bugs are highly invasive and can decimate crops. They eat corn, tomatoes, peppers, and fruit, and they are causing a great deal of trouble for apple growers nationwide and locally in the Hudson Valley. As a result, apple growers and scientists are searching for biological solutions to control the apple-loving appetite of the pest. Peter Gentes, an entomologist formerly with Cornell University Hudson Valley Research Laboratory in Ulster County, is examining the impacts of a fungus called benerate that is non-toxic to humans that works to dispel the stink bug's appetite. The Sumerai wasp is also being looked at as a potential control for stink bugs. Gentes has turned to local residents for help with a scientific study. He continues to head up a long-running citizen science project that asks people to report any stink bugs they encounter in the home. He says if they're showing up in high numbers in homes, they are likely present in nearby orchids. Stink bugs were first discovered in the U.S. in 1998 when one found its way to Pennsylvania, likely on wood shipping pallets from Asia. This brown, marmorated species was first known to have spread to New York by 2008 when the bugs were spotted in orchids nibbling on apples. The bugs use a straw-like protrusion to sip the juice of the apple itself. This causes damage to the apple that results in dimpling, browning, and sometimes a change in the flavor of the fruit. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York legal community is mourning the passing of Judge John G. Connor at the age of 90 on October 4th. A native of Philmont, Connor served for more than two decades as a Supreme Court justice in New York's 3rd Judicial District, which encompasses Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, following his election in 1982 and 1996. Connor's son, Hudson City Court Judge John Connor Jr., said his father found his place as a Supreme Court justice and stuck with it, something not many people in his position do. Connor Jr. said, and I quote, "I think the thing about my dad was even though he was on the Supreme Court, he was still a humble guy. He was one of those guys who always thought he was the underdog and always gave everybody a day in court," end quote. After graduating from Philmont High School, Connor attended St. Michael's College and went on to serve 2 years in the U.S. Army before he graduated from Albany Law School in 1957. He was admitted to the New York State Bar and then founded the firm Connor, Millman & Connor with his father. Connor made local history in 1964 when he became the first Democrat to be elected district attorney in Columbia County in more than a century. After he retired from the bench in 2006, he returned to private practice with his son, John Jr. David Delahunt, the judge's former law clerk, said, and I quote, "He was a kind of unique judge in the sense that he was a person that not only understood the law, but he also understood people, which is an important characteristic for a judge," end quote. Connor Jr. said, and I quote, "People realized he was just a guy who was there for the everyday man. He wasn't some spokesman for the rich or things like that. He was just an everyday guy who was on the bench," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that environmental advocates want more time for the public comment period for a proposed biofuel plant near Prattsville in Delaware County. Hughes Energy officials say the 115,000-square-foot plant would convert organic garbage into a material that could be burned as a biofuel that would be good for the environment. But the plant would be less than 2,000 feet from the Schoharie Creek, and environmental advocates worry it would affect the drinking water for 1 million Hudson Valley residents and most of New York City.
Others are concerned about the number of trucks that would be on local roads carrying garbage to the facility. Wes Gillingham, the associate director for the environmental group Catskill Mountain Keeper, said, and I quote, "What I've always said about this project is the devil is in the details. It really needs to be looked at. That's a huge structure they're talking about building in a very rural area," end quote. On September 20th, New York's Department of Environmental Conservation determined that the project would require a full environmental impact statement. Hughes Energy CEO Dane McSpeeden said, and I quote, "We're not surprised in any way, given a project of this size, for the DEC to want to be very thorough," end quote. Now, Hughes Energy must submit an initial scoping document to the DEC about what issues they will address in their full impact statement, and then the public has 30 days to comment. Catskill Mountain Keeper and the environmental groups River Keeper and Don't Trash the Catskills want that extended to 90 days. According to a letter the three groups sent to DEC on October 6, and I quote, "The local community is particularly concerned about the project's potential impact on their health and safety, economy, and aesthetic character of the area," end quote. They also want oral, not just written comments. The Hughes Energy CEO said that, so far, the DEC has been, and I quote, "very fair and open," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 8th. The foliage is changing, and according to the Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Catskills are reaching the midpoint of color change. So go out and enjoy it while you can. Today starts off at 54 degrees with another round of patchy to widespread fog that will slow things down just a bit. Rest of the day will be a little cloudy with a high of 73 at 2 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 54 degrees, then rebound lightly, reaching 65 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Saturday night will be in the mid-50s again, and Sunday looks to have a chance of rain with a high of 66. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 4:30 a.m., low tide at 11:19 a.m., high tide again at 5 p.m. and low tide again at 11:54 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 64 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:56 a.m. Looking way up, we see a relatively quiet planetary neighborhood with no near-Earth objects expected and no coronal holes to worry about. Solar wind speed is currently 284 kilometers per second at 9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 13. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky.
Hey, showing living by the G code. What the f is Fleek though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush! That's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning, and the thunder. Sun, moon, and stars, and the hunger. Abundance in bundles. Bless blessings and troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth, and ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm out there calling riot garments. Top five dying on and on them. Superfly slicker top bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y-I, sing straight jacket, come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That song was Confronted Red by the Hallucination featuring Yasin Bey, Narcy, and Black Bear. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and I'm here with
DJ Popcorn.
And on the online side, we got...
Yo ho, it's Phoebs. What's up, y'all?
What's up, what's up?
So, yeah.
Before we get started, DJ Popcorn, would you like to give them our little... You know.
So basically today we've got some things. We're talking a bit about Columbus Day or what's the other
Indigenous name People's Indigenous Day.
Right. So
get down with it.
Okay, so boom. Of course everyone knows who goes to school, and who probably went to school in the past, because that's been going on forever. That Monday is Columbus Day.
Or Indigenous,
yeah. And we have a day off from school. So, I figured we would kind of give you a rundown of what school doesn't tell you about Christopher Columbus. Now, yes, Christopher Columbus did go to the United... Hold on, can you turn this down a little bit?
Yeah.
Appreciate you. So, of course, Christopher Columbus did, in fact, go to America, come to America.
However, he did not discover it.
Number one, when he first found land, he found the Bahamas. He did not find, as you guys know, the Bahamas is not part of America. Mm-hmm. He did not find America. He found the Bahamas. And then he came over to America from the Bahamas, and he found, you know, the native tribes that were there at that time. And when he got there, he kind of was a dominant sort of... he was just a dominant person there, like,
yeah.
And he treated women horribly. He did a lot of cruel things to women. He basically told the people, give him their gold or die. Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, was a horrible
village,
same. So you got, we celebrate, we literally have a day off of school for somebody who you could compare to R. Kelly in a sense. Like, in a sense.
Compared to R. Kelly, it's crazy.
In a sense, because the woman part, you feel me, and the whole abusive
but
towards...
The treating different in a sense. Let me just say that.
He's, in a sense, kind of similar in the female part.
But
it's the whole...
Within this, though, I'm going to... I'm trying to be... less one-sided, because I don't really have a side in this. Me personally, where I stand is I don't celebrate this holiday.
Yeah, like I personally, don't either. I don't celebrate it. It's just a day off of school for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I just personally don't have any type of vendetta against Christopher Columbus or whatever he stood for, or whatever he did in the past. It doesn't really now concern me, and I know it kind of like may sound bad to those who are really serious about him or the topics. In the discussions that involve him. But however, I just don't have a standing on this, so I'm not really biased in any sense.
For me, it's... I think what people are doing and, like, changing the focus from Christopher Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day, where we're focusing on people and almost trying to make it up to them in a way, I don't want to speak on the behalf of anybody except myself, but I think it's a good thing that we're trying to shift focus and spread some light on better things, and... I think
we could change it instead of completely remove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the holiday's here. No one wants to lose a day off, right? Yeah. Like, that would cause riots. So, like, it becomes a question of what do we do with it? And I think the shift to Indigenous Peoples Day makes so much sense, right? Because we were, like, celebrating this false story that Christopher Columbus is the person who discovered
America.
And you know, the place that we now call home. But he didn't. Native people, Indigenous people, you know, quote, discovered it. Or, you know, as far as we know, you know,
as far as
tens, hundreds of thousands of years.
And even then, I'm pretty sure you can fact check on me on this. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure the Vikings, and I think it's Norwegian. I could be completely wrong. Sorry if I just completely, like, messed it up.
I mean, so, yeah, there were earlier even, like discover, you know, quote, there were earlier, you know, people who were going out to try to, like, discover trade routes and things like that.
And I would definitely say there's a lot, there was probably a lot more Indigenous people before in, like, way other more, like, there was way more civilizations before he showed up, let me just say.
So many, that's the social studies songs that we found. It's kind of goofy. It's a kid's song, but it kind of gives you a sense of what we're talking about. So maybe we can give that a little play.
Well, I mean, some of you might know this, but, you know.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
It's like somebody who's into history class and you're in, like, third grade or something. Yeah.
It's like what third graders should be hearing instead of probably what they are hearing.
All the nonsense and the false accusations.
All right, so we're going to let you guys listen to this quick, and we'll be back.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here. The Inuit and Cherokee, the Aztec and Menominee, Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed across the sea, but someone was already here.
So he looked for the east while westward bound, but he didn't find what he thought he found, cause someone was already here.
Columbus knew the world was round, so he looked for the east while westward bound, but he didn't find what he thought he found, cause someone was already here. The Inuit and Cherokee, the Aztec and Menominee, Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed across the sea, cause someone was already here.
Discover the place, but someone was already here. It isn't like 'twas empty space. Caribs met him face to face. Could anyone discover the place, but someone was already here? The Inuit and Cherokee, the Aztec and Menominee, Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed across the sea, but someone was already here.
Alright, I don't know if we need that whole... But you get the point, I guess.
Right.
Like, can you really discover a place when somebody's already there?
It's so, kind of like a – I'm trying to think of the word. It's almost like an oxymoron in a way. It's just not – it really goes down to the semantics of discover, and it's a whole thing.
Right. Do you feel like, you know, in the shift – so I think there's a big responsibility in changing the name. Changing a name of a holiday is nice, right? But then it's like, does anything else change? And I'm curious if y'all feel like in the schools themselves anything has changed about the way people are talking about either Christopher Columbus or doing more to teach Indigenous history.
I remember in fifth grade, if it was, when I was learning about Columbus Day or even before that for the first time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it was before I was in school, like way back then, but I think they're definitely trying to teach the culture of Indigenous people more and trying to shed some light on that and not keeping it just on the European settlers, which I think is pretty good.
And I feel like now, definitely with that, I feel it's the perfect time to really right the wrongs of so many social studies books and textbooks that are really incorrect. And I know, like, I don't know for a fact that some may or may not be corrected in the future and say Indigenous Peoples Day in maybe like parentheses or something next to Columbus Day. So I feel like they could possibly do that. But I know that my global teacher teaches it now, not just as Columbus Day, but as Indigenous Peoples Day as well.
Yeah, I think right now it's in a spot where they can't really teach it as one or the other, because there's a lot of people referring to it as one, and there's a lot of other, like a whole different segment of people referring it to the other. And it's just, for now, until we really get a good consensus, we got to teach both, I feel.
For me, I just feel like it's important to teach both sides, both perspectives. Because you don't want a kid to grow up one-sided and just their entire life know, oh, yeah, Christopher Columbus sailed the seven seas
blue. He's such a good guy.
Discovered America.
I feel like what you're trying to say is it's important to teach somebody the context and let them arrive at their own conclusion.
Yeah.
Because obviously, teach them what happened. Don't give any bias. Mm-hmm. For real. Because most kids are really impressionable.
To be honest, in school, there is a whole bunch of bias.
There is.
Stuff that we're taught without the other side of the story.
Yeah, but as you're being taught throughout the years, you're going to have different teachers as you move up in grades.
Mm-hmm.
As you mature, you're going to have different teachers who believe in different things with different aspects and different viewpoints on things. Mm-hmm. So with that, it's like, it's really where and who you learn from.
I agree. The teacher can definitely make or break a class.
A big impact.
Yeah.
Have you ever enjoyed a class and then just had a horrible teacher that made you not want to go to it? Or the other way around, you like a subject or you don't like a subject, but the teacher can just make it a little bit more enjoyable?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just
definitely with his Mrs. Kelvin Benz. No, Miss Goddessman in ninth grade. I swear. I hated global studies. Like, I hated it with a passion.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, like Mr. Gushada. I hated the subject. Mrs. Goddessman.
These are just teachers in our school for anybody wondering.
They're
just names.
But Mrs. Goddessman made me actually like global studies. Like, she made it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the difference? What made it better?
She just didn't, like, she taught it slower. Like, Mr. Corsetta would just
zoom past it and
she gave more context and try to relate it to other
things. She actually would.
For me, it's like, some history I like, some history I don't. It really just depends on what we're learning about.
Yeah, for me,
open discussions about things.
For me, I see Lincoln's viewpoint on that too, definitely a lot. Because it's like, when you look at things from an aspect of someone who like likes to really take things in when you're like learning something, as to just writing the notes down and expecting to take it in that way and go do your own research, rather than just getting it explained to you in class. And if you have questions, you ask. Mm-hmm. And then, they want to actually break it down to you in a way that you understand. That's fun. And that's, kind of a way where you can take it in. My middle school career, when I was taking Spanish, when I had both years of Spanish, my first year of Spanish was horrible. I passed the first year of Spanish due to COVID stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
All right, so
I know
no,
for
seventh,
our
school. Seventh grade
oh, wait, no, 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 no. Not seventh. Not seventh. Seventh, I just passed. I don't know. I think they just passed me.
Yeah, for our school, we didn't have to. I'm not sure how it does it in all parts around the other schools in the Hudson area, but I know for ours, we didn't have to take a Spanish test. Was it?
No.
Not sure. We didn't have to take it because COVID. We got
final,
it.
Final
speaking test.
Yeah, right. Final speaking test.
And so I think that's what really topped it off, and I think they went off whatever grade you had.
We kind of got a pass for COVID.
Yeah. But
for me,
and then eighth, it was just really
our
fun.
Eighth grade Spanish class, the teacher, Mrs. Minor, she was very energetic.
She was
and
like,
made a lot of people kind of like, oh, why are you so this energetic so late in the day?
But she loved teaching like with a passion. Yes. That's why I love her, bro. She's such a great teacher. Like, in the way she taught it to me made it so easier for me to understand, like, more words and things like that. And, like, because we would play games and stuff. And so the games, when you would play the games, you would want to remember so you could win. And she'd have candy. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, you want to win the candy. So, you teach it in a way that's easier for your students to understand. Mm-hmm. And just not have your kids sitting there bored and tired and just...
Well, we kind of went off on a tangent here with teachers. This is a good topic, though. I like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think we're winding down on this segment anyway. Okay. But I think the last thing to take away that's important is because we've lived in a legacy where, history has been pretty biased. Like, there's a way in which the American school system was actually founded to sort of be propaganda for, like, American pride, right? So it was always caught in this trap of not wanting to teach the ugly sides of our history. But I think that's the reckoning we're at right now. And it's okay. We can do it, you know? Because the other thing that we've lost in this is like Indigenous people's incredible contribution, you know, from the beginning until today to our culture and to our wisdom and to, you know, the land we live on and, you know, all of that. So got to make space for celebrating those that many times more than for, folks like Christopher Columbus.
For me, I don't want to say anything that I'm going to regret. I'm not too educated on both of the sides of it and the way our school system works. But a quote that is said a lot, and I'm not sure where it originated. I could find it, but it's that history is always taught by the winners.
Yep, that's really, really right on point. Exactly.
Inspirational.
Like wars and stuff is what
Right, like who gets to write the history? Not the people. If somebody gets wiped out by genocide, they're not going to get to write that history, and so you're not going to know the truth of it, right? So we just got to always look out for that, right? Because there are people who will carry those stories forward and do tell those stories. But anyway, happy Indigenous Peoples Day, y'all. I hope you enjoy your Monday off school.
Yes.
And
So we are in fact running down to that time for the 6:30 news. We will be back to you with some inspirational speaking.
But before we do, you know, I want to remind you guys that all views expressed on Clubhouse all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our opinions and may not represent the views and opinions of the parent of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene Counties.
Good job.
Yeah, I had to remember.
We're all just kids here trying to have some fun on a radio show.
But, you know, thank you guys. We're going to catch you guys when we come back. News.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that National Grid officials are predicting heating bills will rise 31% this winter. Kelly Smith, National Grid's New York gas pricing manager, said October 7th, and I quote, "This is the largest increase we've seen in many years," end quote. The cause? Capitalism, said Richard Meyer, Vice President of Energy Analysis, Markets, and Standards for the American Gas Association. He said, and I quote, "There's higher prices primarily due to the economic recovery. Because we are using more energy, we are using more natural gas, and demand has been going up, causing prices to rise," end quote. Demand has increased as the pandemic recedes. National Grid officials say they are not profiting from the price increases. National Grid spokesperson Patrick Stella said, and I quote, "It, gas supplies, is passed on directly to customers without markup," end quote. Regulations limit the company to make its profits on the so-called delivery of gas through its pipelines and delivery system to customers. Officials say National Grid's home natural gas delivery rates have only increased about $38 during the winter heating months since 2009. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Scott Atkinson reports for WWNY that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill October 7th to provide drug treatment for addicts in prison. Hochul said, and I quote, "Why wouldn't we take advantage of that opportunity to invest in people, give them something as simple as medication to help them deal with their illness while they're incarcerated? Just like we'd make sure they have their diabetes drugs or their cancer drugs. What we're trying to do is remove barriers to treatment," end quote. Lewis County Sheriff Mike Carpinelli is running for governor as a Republican and denounced the new law. He said, and I quote, "I'm upset by it. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money, and I think it's going to bring more problems to our jails across the state. It's the state's twisted way of trying to ensure more votes from the left side and, you know, pandering to that. There's not 1 minute that I think it's truly in their heart that they care about the person," end quote. In all, Hochul signed 5 bills October 7th to address the opioid problem in the state, including making it easier to find and possess overdose-treating drugs such as Narcan and a law which expands the number of crimes that can be referred for drug treatment. Read more about this story at the WWNY website.
Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that 52% of homes and 56% of businesses in Durham and Greene County currently lack access to broadband internet, a new report says. The Broadband Working Group of Durham Connect, the Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee, unveiled a draft of the report at the town's meeting on October 5th. The report states, and I quote, "The internet has become a crucial part of our lives, just like roads, electricity, and the telephone, but many parts of Durham have no access to the internet or only have access that is expensive, slow, and unreliable. Only wired broadband, coaxial or fiber optic cable, which is available to most people throughout the U.S., can provide the speed and reliability necessary to transmit the data-rich solutions that they need from the internet," end quote. The report says that 49 of the 120 miles of roads within Durham will still not be wired for broadband this year, and at least 730 of 1,790 addresses don't have access wired broadband. The report says it would cost $1.52 million to wire all the Durham roads. Durham Supervisor Sean Marriott said the town board will read the report and decide on a course of action at the November town meeting. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
King Kong banging on your chest.
You could beat the world, you could beat the war, you could talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You could be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name. You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold, breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers,
preachers.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions,
standing in the Hall of Fame.
You can move a
Yo, yo.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am DJ Ricky, and I'm here with
Winter.
And DJ Popcorn, man.
And online we got. What's going
on. It's Phoebs. What's up, y'all?
What's up? That song was Hall of Fame by The Script. Wait, was it The Script by Hall of Fame? Or
the... Yep, yep. The Script, Hall
I
of Fame.
I
I think it's Hall of Fame by The Script. Like
Hall of Fame is the song, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
So for this...
That's a throwback. I ain't heard that in a minute.
For this segment, we are going to try to touch spirits, give y'all some inspirational pep talks, some inspirational quotes, play some inspirational songs, as that one just was.
Don't let the fatigue get you down, brothers and sisters. Stay up, your heads up.
So in this segment, if you need some uplifting...
Yeah.
Stay tuned. So
we already know. Off,
we have this Muhammad Ali quote. Well, this Muhammad Ali speech. It's a short speech. Some of y'all might be familiar with it. Some of y'all might not. It's the I'm going to show you how great I am speech by him. We shortened it a little bit, but it's still the same thing.
I kind of know it vaguely, so I'm going to be like kind of reacting to it as it goes on. So I can give some context for this. Or not context, but like a...
Do you guys want to stay turned up during this? Or?
Yeah. Let's get some commentary.
We can talk about this.
Just make sure we're equally balanced with the audio.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
All right, let's go.
Who knocks out everybody and no one can whoop him? That's when that little Cassius Clay from Louisville, Kentucky came up and stopped Sonny Liston, the man who annihilated Floyd Patterson twice. He was going to kill me. But he hit harder than George. His reach was longer than George. He's a better boxer than George. And I'm better now than I was when you saw that 22-year-old undeveloped kid running from Sonny Liston. I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator.
Wow.
I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail.
Figuratively.
That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock. Injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
That's a bar.
Yeah, fast. Last night, I cut the light off my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark. Fast. And you, George Fulman, all of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you, I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Yeah,
there you go.
He gonna show you how good he is.
Confidence, man.
Yeah.
He did. He talked a lot
faster than light. He goes in, speed runs that stuff.
So
like,
I do want to unpack some of this. So there is where he said, "I wrestled an alligator. I done tussled with a whale." Figuratively, I'm assuming, unless
figurative
the
alligator. Language. I don't really think
figuratively,
he
but
that
honestly,
I feel like he might.
He could
have.
Probably.
I mean,
be
it's Muhammad Ali. I don't know if he
man would wrestle the alligator, get his like.
I mean,
jaw on a rubber band instantly.
He's Muhammad Ali. You know,
he the goat.
So he's handcuffed lightning and thrown thunder in jail. Figuratively, of course, you know.
Unless he's God.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
wouldn't surprise
or whoever you believe in. You know what I'm saying? But look. I just think, you know, he was speaking.
That's a bad man right there.
That is. That look, because I do remember watching one of his fights, like a rewind on ESPN or SportsCenter, one of the two. I forgot which one it was. But like one of the announcers, like he had got a knockout, and he said, they were like, look, that man is bad. And I was like, oh, my God.
I said in this video of Muhammad Ali, right, because I know as a lot of y'all may know, he actually got older. He had a lot of brain damage and a lot of other stuff.
I didn't know that happened. That's really unfortunate.
As he got older, he started to like shake and become like, I don't know what that's
Parkinson's?
Called. Maybe.
When your muscles.
Phoebe, do you know what that is when?
Yeah.
When
let me see what happened with him specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, boxing is pretty brutal on the body. Unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah,
for
Parkinson's.
Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely does come with a lot.
I remember this video I saw of Mike Tyson showing Muhammad Ali his shuffle, because you know Muhammad Ali's known for his notorious shuffle.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson did it and showed him. And even though Mike Tyson wasn't, I mean, Muhammad Ali wasn't really like
in
fully there,
mm-hmm.
he looked at him. He just opened his eyes like he just saw a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just started pointing at him. He was shaking his finger. Just pointing at him. Like, that's a bad man right there.
Yeah. Definitely, it comes down, you know, generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Thousands of great stars come from, you know.
So, matter of fact, since we're on the topic of boxing, if in fact you feel like you want to become a boxer, take Muhammad Ali as an inspiration.
Yep.
His story, you saw him when he was talking about him as a 22-year-old running from a professional boxer.
And if you've seen, you know, the movie Rocky or any of the Rocky movies, yes, or you know of Rocky Balboa, you know of this infamous song during the infamous training montage of the steps.
When he was it against that that Russian guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So y'all should know this. But yeah, keep our heads up and we're going to play this song.
Remember, guys, though, just make sure that you keep the literal now, the eye of the tiger.
Oh, okay.
You know? Just keep yourself
All the
up.
Songs we got on are really nostalgic.
Yes, yeah. Nostalgic. Yes. Phoebe, is there anything you would like to say before we play this next song?
Yeah.
I think what made Muhammad, the reason he could get away with being so confident is because he did the work. You know what I mean?
He
put in the work so that he could actually talk that game, right? Because if you talk game like that and you don't put in the work, you're going to look kind of foolish at some point. But that never happened to that man because he put in the work, you know? And I think that's to me what's most inspirational.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yes. I definitely
Somebody
agree
said
with
something
that.
They learned that they asked him. They asked Muhammad Ali, like, how many sit-ups can you do? And he's like, I don't know, because I don't even bother to start counting until it starts to hurt.
Yes, that's what that's a very, I heard about that.
That's him, like some main character.
Mike Tyson had done that too. He did calf raises and all that stuff, but he didn't start counting any of his reps until it started to hurt.
Definitely.
Built up tolerance and all that other stuff. But you're going to play this song and come back to ya.
And remember, keep that eye of the tiger
around. We'll be right back.
and that's what I've got. The Eye of the Tiger. DJ Phoebs?
Hold up.
Pumped up.
What happened? Your mic?
I have a question.
Yeah, talk to me.
Didn't Katy Perry make a song called Eye of the Tiger?
I think hers was called Roar.
It was a bop, let's be honest. Good.
Yeah. It was a bop. If I can find it, I'll play it. But,
close us out.
That song, I feel like it was just a motivational thing. It's pushing people, yeah, of course.
And me, definitely being a lover of the Rocky series, you know, definitely fire.
My boy Rocky. Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3.
My dad's a huge fan of Rocky. Every time it's on TV, he's got to turn it on and just watch it.
I was so mad because I missed Mike Tyson when he came through.
And Casca, when he came to Cal, I was so upset.
I was so upset with myself.
Dang, this turned from some inspirational stuff to some boxing stuff. I just realized that. We just talked about Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. Well, inspiration, going to boxing, you get... Yeah, exactly. Boxing takes Speaking a of lot
boxing,
of
actually, in Catskill, New York, we have, on 23 North Street, we have a boxing gym
that you
can go to, and you can get boxing lessons.
Definitely.
From Todd and some other dude, excuse me. That song, I feel like it was just, it's like something you will listen to, like if you're trying to exercise or something. That's going to push you to keep going. I just feel like that song is something that will boost your...
That's like the workout song.
Exactly. I will put that song on repeat.
It's almost like the universal song. Go to anybody working out, they got to have it on their playlist. Exactly.
Somebody says, oh, I'm going to work out. I'm like, make sure you have that Eye of the Tiger on.
Hey, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Eye of the Tiger. Okay. I feel like it's about that time where we are going to... give some inspirational inspirational talks. So who would like to start off?
I actually got a good one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is more it's kind of a mix between inspirational and funny. It's a quote by I believe it's Oscar Wilde. Let me look it up real quick. Well, you guys make some small talk. I'm gonna pull it up.
Definitely. So Lincoln, you know what I'm saying, I want to check in with you guys. How was you guys' day?
It was a great day, man. Great day.
It was a long day.
Long day. DJ
school
Phoebs.
was a kind of a long day. Mostly because I took literally three quizzes today. One in geometry, one in living environment, one in Spanish.
Oh my.
Spanish 3, feel me? About to get that advanced reading diploma, feel me? But
I'm happy that I went and got my Spanish credits early. I'm
really happy. He's happy. I'm glad. Actually, to believe it or not, Spanish in high school is not hard.
But what I want.
It's actually kind of fun. I like it.
Mr. Kester, like last year.
That's a Spanish teacher, by the way.
He's
funny. Like in ninth grade, when the pandemic hit and all that, he didn't really do much like funny stuff.
I mean, he really couldn't. Yeah, it's hard to teach online.
But now, in school, since we're there every day, last week.
He makes a class a real fun.
Matter of fact, Monday, first day back after the long weekend, he literally had a Legos movie t-shirt on. And he started playing Everything Is Awesome.
That song's fire, bro.
Started doing it with Miss Clancy, though.
That movie is everything.
And by the way, I got the quote pulled up when you guys are ready.
Okay,
go ahead. Talk to us.
So this is Oscar Wilde, and it's some cause happiness wherever they go. Mm-hmm. Others, whenever they go.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you...
Think about it for a second.
Ooh. Repeat that.
Some people cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go. When people leave.
I definitely say that. So it's like some people definitely don't get that type of recognition or anything like that, or the type of happiness that they bring to people.
It's like
once they're gone, some people don't really realize how much happiness or how much, you know, saneness and things that they gave them before they go.
I don't think you guys get the quote that well.
Yeah, I was about to say, you missed.
I think you misrepresented that.
What do you feel like the quote?
It's like a joke saying some people you get happy, or like when some people come in, you get happy wherever they go.
Oh, then when some people leave you're
it's
happier.
Like, finally, that guy's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it was like turning it into like a super motivational speech.
Well, I mean, that's how I took it. But
that is true, though. Some people can make a room light up for me and just be like that one.
Like the life of the party, yeah.
And then there's those people who are like just like a nuisance, I guess. And then once they leave, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
yeah.
No offense to anybody who was like that. You know, you just gotta find your right friend group. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but
everybody fits in with somebody.
Yes, exactly.
So, we're gonna in a minute.
Yeah, yes, we have an inspirational song.
You know, so this is Free My People. We're gonna listen. We're gonna listen to some of this.
Yes, Green Tea by Green Tea Peng.
Peng.
Peng. Peng. Peng.
Featuring Simi and Peng. Cruz. We'll get right back with you after.
But yeah, you know, we'll be right back.
Words on that song? Words?
Yeah, that song. It's been carrying me lately.
Talk to me about it for a little bit.
I mean, it's just a vibe, yeah, first off, it. Right?
That song hits you.
Like, yeah. And then I just appreciate the message, you know? It's like, I don't want to chat until my people free. I'll chant, but I want to chat. Like, I don't have time for, you know, there's stuff to take care of. We got to focus on what's important in the world.
It's definitely.
Andy, how'd it hit you guys? Definitely. How did you feel about it?
I like
you feel like it hit you the same way it hit Phoebe, basically?
Yeah, it's just a vibe to me, to be honest. I didn't really get the time to take in some of the lyrics for real, but, you know. Hey.
It's like a good relaxing song that you just play while chilling on a beanbag. That's the vibes I get from it.
But, yeah, Lincoln?
We are coming down to that closing time. Thank you for listening. Catch us
next week and every Friday at 6 p.m.
Tune in at WGXE. The 90.7 FM WGXE.
And if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming or a radio show, you can either email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is OURTOWN OUR truth at gmail.com.
Yes. Shout out to
Definitely shout out to Wave Farm and WGXE for making this radio program possible. Shout out to both the Hudson and Catskill Clubhouse youth that come here and attend the clubhouse.
Shout out to Phoebs for being me. Thank you. Shout out DJ Popcorn.
Hey.
Winter.
Hey, what's up?
And you know, big shout out to me.
Shout out.
Big DJ shout Ricky, out, man. DJ Ricky put together a solid show. I also give a shout out to all indigenous people here today, to your ancestors. Can I give a little quick quote real quick?
Yeah, sure. Inspiration.
All right, this is Crowfoot, a Blackfoot warrior. He lived from 1830 to 1890. And he said, hold on to what is good, even if it's a handful of earth. Mm. Hold on to what you believe, even if it's a tree that stands by itself. Hold on to what you must do, even if it's a long way from here. and hold on to your life, even if it's easier to let go. Hold on to my hand, even if someday I'll be gone away from you.
Mm. That hit hard. That was snaps. Yeah, that was a really good quote. Perfect way to end us off.
So, yeah. And I want you guys to go and have the best
3-day weekend.
You know what I'm saying? 3-day weekend for those who go to school. And
people
I want
work,
y'all.
You know, people, yeah, people get the day off for working, too. But
yeah,
unfortunately,
man,
we do have to close the show.
Yeah, yeah, have an inspired weekend, y'all. Yeah. Much love.
Yeah.
So, we'll
catch
be
you next week.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay up.
We out.
Astro. Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode. This here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. Way too big when we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at Boost. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jeweler really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the wish it wasn't.
Sunset. Alright, alright.
Y'all in too deep, play for keeps. Don't play us a week.
Sunset.
Surrender retreat, y'all
in too
deep. Play for keeps. Don't play us a week.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the boom. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. It's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. Now I gotta open. It's just a goon. Who put the hoop together? I'm the glue. So and said. Shorty face, Tommy out the blue. So and said. So and said. So and said.
Don't play us a week.
Alright, are y'all actually there, or did you just step up?
Astro. Yeah, yeah. Hey,
hello.
She's in love with
anybody?
Who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ay, like a light, ay, like a light. Ay. Slept through the flight, ay, not for the night. 767, man, it got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down a block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Think it's sweet, no, never. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah.